An inmate at a Newtown prison is suing state correctional officials, alleging that they violated her prisoner civil rights as a transgender woman. Veronica Mae Clark says she hasn't received the proper care to address her gender dysphoria. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports.
Clark filed the lawsuit on her own behalf. In the filing, Clark says she's petitioned correctional officials for at least 3 years to help with her transition. And because she says she hasn't gotten what she needed, she suffered emotional and physical pain. Clark's gender dysphoria is outlined in the lawsuit. In one instance, Clark says her condition got so bad that she attempted to harm herself with a pair of nail clippers. Clark is serving a 75-year prison sentence stemming from an attack on her wife and the wife's alleged boyfriend. Clark was convicted on murder charges for the man's death. Clark says that she was told by a prison doctor that transitional treatment can't be initiated while an inmate is incarcerated. Last year, the state adopted a law that allows prisoners to continue receiving transitional treatment behind bars. The State Department of Corrections declined an interview request, but said in a statement that the agency strives to maintain an environment that's safe and humane for prisoners. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.